Today we have Sayadaw, who will give the Metta Dhamma talk.
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Dini Natam Nasa Dogune Yanawaila Nasa Koneye Taujani Pside.
Today is Friday. It's the 27th of January 2023.
Dini
We are here at the Chamye Myein Meditation Center in the township of Biung Luin in Myanmar, and it's the seventh time that here the Metta Meditation Retreat takes place. However, this year, this Metta Meditation Retreat can only be done online. So Sayadaw expresses his metta wish for all those who are engaging in this metta meditation retreat, in the metta practice, wishing that all of you may be well, happy, and peaceful in both body and mind. Today, Sayadaw's talk will be about the perfection of the metta practice.
Kaunday metta sura duye ngaye chit duye mong duye mishi jyoda yanda kwaja lure zay mishi be alo umbo anyi imya thanay do metta hu kaunday yaw do metta hu suru vare.
The perfection of metta means that a person has reached or developed metta to that degree that there is no more distinction between any beings, that there is no more differentiation between a near person or a friend or an enemy, a disliked person, but that the metta is equally strong for each person, for each living being.
In the year 2019,
the Metta Meditation Retreat took place in this center. At that time, there were about 40 meditators who came to participate in this Metta Meditation Retreat.
And
these were all people coming from Western countries. Among these meditators, there was one woman. And Sayadaw called her Redhead. Because her hair was dyed, it had a reddish color. And that's why Sayadaw and all the helpers referred to her as the redhead. So she was practicing metta meditation, and then in one of her interviews, he reported the following.
အခြားတရားဝါတွေကိုမေတ္တာပွားလို့ရတယ်တပည့်တော်တို့ရဲ့နိုင်ငံဓမ္မတာကိုမေတ္တာပွားဘယ်လိုမှမေတ္တာပွားလို့မရဘူးလို့ပြောတယ
် So she reported that she was able to cultivate metta for other people in her country, but she said that she was not able to cultivate metta for the president of the country she was living.
သူတို့ဓမ္မတာကပြည်သူလူထုပေါ်မှာအတော်မေတ္တာကရုဏာကြီးမားဖို့ရတယ
် She said that for the people living in her country the metta was fairly strong
မေတ္တာဘွားလို့ခေါင်းထိပ်ရောက်နေတဲ့ယောဂီကတော့အဲ့ဒီလိုဘသူကိုတော့ဘွားလို့မရဘူးဘသူမှဘွားလို့ရတယ်လို့ဒီလိုမရှိတော့ပါဘူ
း So then Sayadaw said thatIf one has perfected the practice of metta, then it doesn't happen that one is able to cultivate metta for certain persons, but that one is not able to cultivate metta for other persons. In the scriptures, there is the following simile.
အကျဉ်းကြီးမွေးပါတဲ့
So it is said one mixes milk and water and then stirs it very well
မွေးပြီးလို့ရှိရင်ဒါကနွားနို့ဒါကရေဟုခွဲခြား၍မရတော့ပါဘူးတဲ့
So after that one is no longer able to say this is water and this is milk
အဲ့ဒီလိုပါပဲတရားအလုံးပေါ်မှာจิตุมုံตุหุฌานะมุมะชิตะตาเรอญีอมยะผิดณีโตมิตรตาโกคองเตมิตรตาลุสู่ยะบาระ
So only when one can cultivate metta for all living beings equally without making any distinction without differentiating between people or beings withoutHaving people one likes and without having people one dislikes or hates. So to have equal metta for all living beings, then one has perfected the quality or the practice of metta. At one time,There were three monks living in a forest monastery. And all the three of them were cultivating metta. So whatever they were doing, wherever they were going, they were always cultivating metta.
ကြောင်ကြောင်ကြောင်ရက်နေရက်နေတဲ့အခိုင်မှာလဲမေတ္တာတရားပွားပြီးရက်နေတယ
် or when they were standing somewhere or had to stop somewhere then as well they were cultivating metta
ကြောင်အလျော်သာထိုင်ကြတဲ့အခါမှာလဲမေတ္တာတရားပွားများခြင်းဖြင့်ထိုင်ကြတယ
် and they also had the habit whenever they were sittingthey were cultivating metta
လျောင်းတဲ့ကံမှာလဲအိမ်မပြောသေးဘူးဆိုရင်မေတ္တာတရားပဲပွားများပြီးတော့နေကြတယ်တဲ့
or else when they were lying not having fallen asleep then also in the lying posture they would usually cultivate metta
အဲ့ဒီလိုဖြင့်သွားခြင်းရက်ခြင်းထိုင်ခြင်းလျောင်းခြင်းဣရိယာပုလေးပါလို့မေတ္တာတရားနဲ့ပွားများပြီးနေကြတယ
် In this way they always were engaging in the cultivation of metta whether they were standing or sitting or going somewhere or lying down
ဒီနေ့တော့လူစုတစ်ဖွဲ့ရောက်လာတယ
် And one day a group of bad peopleArrived.
ရောက်လာတော့မထေရကြီးကမေးတယ်ဘာကိစ္စလာကြတယ်လဲလို့မေးတယ
် And so then the eldest monk, he asked them, what have you come here for, or what do you want? And so the chief of these bad people said, we have come here because we want to do a ritual in which we have to sacrifice blood from a human being by cutting their throats. And so he said, you know, among the three monks here, one of you must follow with us. And so then this eldest monk, the first monk said to the two other monks, you know, the two of you, may you stay here and live happily and peacefully. I will go with these bad people. So the metta of this first monk was not yet a completely perfected
metta. And
this is because although there was metta for others, like for the two other monks, but there was not the equal strong metta for himself. And that's why it's not yet the perfection of metta. And then the second monk said to the other monks, may the two of you live happily and peacefully here. I will go with these bad people. And also the metta of the second monk was not yet a completely perfected metta.
It
was not yet the fully perfected metta because the metta was not yet equally strong for each living being. And then the third monk was saying to the two other monks, so may the two of you continue to live here happily and peacefully, and let me go with these bad people. And also the metta of this third monk was not yet the fully perfected metta. Because also his metta was not yet the equal metta for all living beings. These three monks, their metta was quite strong. So their metta was quite strong because they didn't care about their own life. They wanted to protect the life of the other two monks. So their metta was quite strong.
တကယ်ဖြစ်ရမှာကဒီမတိသုံးမှာဘယ်သူဘယ်သူကိုမှလူသူတွေနောက်မထည့်လို့မလိုက်စေလို့တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်ရမယ
် But in order to have a fully perfected metta, then one would not say that I would go with the bad people. So one would not be able to single out any person to go with these bad people.
အလုံးပေါ်မှာမေတ္တာစိတ်အငြင်းမြတ်တသားတည်းဖြစ်ရမယ
် So the metta should be equally distributed or radiated to all living beings.
အဲ့ဒီလိုအလုံးပေါ်မှာတင်ကြီးတင်ညွတ်တဲ့တသားတည်းထားနိုင်တဲ့မေတ္တာကိုမှခေါင်းတိတ်ရောက်တော့မေတ္တာလို့ဆိုရပါမယ်
။ Only when the metta is equally strong and genuine for all living beings, only then can we talk of perfect metta.
ဒီလိုမေတ္တာတရားခေါင်းတိတ်ရောက်အောင်တော့အချိန်ယူပြီးပွားရပါမယ်
။ In order to perfect the metta,we have to repeatedly engage in this practice. And we have to practice diligently. And how do we go about this practice? First of all, we start with cultivating metta for ourselves. Then the second step is to cultivate metta for a person we respect, a benefactor, a teacher or so. The third step is to cultivate metta for a very dear friend or a very close person.Then the fourth step is to cultivate metta for an ordinary friend. And the fifth step is to cultivate metta for an enemy or difficult persons. And how do we have to cultivate the metta? Do Viranyani and Do Ariya, they have explained you of how to cultivate the metta. And so in the sequence that Sayadaw just mentioned, then one has to develop and cultivate the metta, and one can do it until one attains the jhana.The absorption.
Yes, ye la mia, a jay yin paman, the ubi do, the ubi do, metta boa viro, the amen.
So then we have to cultivate metta for one person at a time and taking another person and another person for weeks or months.
Ubama, Namadega nebi namanga.နံပါတ်5ကနေနံပါတ်1နံပါတ်1ကနေပြီးတော့နံပါတ်5နဲ့ဒီလိုအစုံအစံအကျဉ်းချင်းပွားပြရတယ
် So for example one can also start from the first step to cultivate through the different categories until the fifth category and then go backwards to the categories again to the first category
ပေါ်မြချင်းကြာလာသည့်အားလျော်စွာအထက်ပါပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တို့ဘုံမှာမိမိရဲ့သူတစ်ပါးရဲ့မိတ်ဆွေရဲ့ရန်သူရဲ့လို့စိတ်ထဲမှာကွဲပြားခြားနားမှုမရှိဘူ
း And if one practices in this way for an extended period of time then whatever person one is cultivating metta for so one does no longer distinguish between me and other people no longer distinguish between a dear friend and an enemy, but the metta is equally strong for all of these different persons or beings.
မိမိနှလုံးသားမှာမုန်းတဲ့လူရဲ့ရန်သူရဲ့လို့မရှိပဲအားလုံးပေါ်အဲမေတ္တာတသာဒီတင်ကြီးတင်ညူတီဖြစ်ပေါ်ပြီးတော့လာပါတယ
် At that time we can no longer find a person we call an enemy or a person we hate in our heart and mind but these kind of persons that we called so before they have become our friends or it's the same metta for them as for any other being
အဲ့ဒီလိုဖြစ်လာပြီဆိုတဲ့အခါအရက်စင်မျက်နှာရှိသတော်ဟာတွေကိုမေတ္တာပေါ်ရမယ
် and so when one has reached that stage after that one can extend the metta to other beings for example in the 10 directions
ဥပမာအရှိယမနေအလုံးသတ္တဝါတွေကျမ်းမာကြပါစေချမ်းသာကြပါစေကိုယ်စင်ရကင်းကြပါစေစိတ်စင်ရကင်းကြပါစေအစသာရာရာအဆင်ပြေကြပါစေ
So for example one can cultivate metta for all living beings in the eastern direction by wishing may all living beings in the east be well happy and peaceful May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their lives be fulfilled.
And in our now yet ma jite tarawa de ko ayung pyu bi now yet ma ni a long tat tarawa de chan ma ja ba de chan na ja ba de ku sin ye kin ja ba de se sin ye kin ja ba de asat da ya ya sin pye ja ba de tu bwa me
And after that one changes to another direction to the west, the western direction, cultivating metta. In this way, may all living beings in the west be well, happy, and peaceful. May they be free from mental suffering. May they be free from physical suffering. May all aspects of their life be fulfilled. And likewise, then one can cultivate metta for all beings in the north, then in the south, in the directions in between, and also the directions below and the direction above oneself.
ဤသည့်ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုချစ်တယ်ဤသည့်ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုတော့ဘွားမရဘူးလို့မရှိတော့ပဲအာလုံတ္တဝါတွေပေါ်မှာမေတ္တာအညီအမျှထားနိုင်ဘွားနိုင်လာတယ
် So by then there are no longer persons that we like or dislike there are no longer persons or living beings for whom we cannot cultivate metta but the metta radiates out equally to all living beings.
အဲ့ဒီလိုပွားနိုင်လာသည့်အဲ့ဒီလိုဖြစ်လာတဲ့မေတ္တာမျိုးကိုခေါင်းထိပ်ရောက်မေတ္တာလို့ခေါ်ရတယ်.
So if one is able to reach that state where one can radiate metta for all living beings equally without making any distinctions, then one has come to the perfection of the metta practice.
အဲ့လိုမေတ္တာတရားခေါင်းတိတ်ရောက်အောင်ပွားလာနိုင်ပြီဆိုလို့ရှိရင်မိမိရဲ့စိတ်ထဲမှာငြိမ်းအေးမှုတွေဝမ်းသာကြည်နည်းမှုတွေချမ်းသာမှုတွေဟာအင်္ဂါအကောင်ဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတယ
် When one has perfected the metta, then one's heart and mind becomes very peaceful, very calm, and there is great joy or happiness.
အဲ့ဒီလိုမေတ္တာကြောင့်ငြိမ်းအေးတဲ့ငြိမ်းအေးမှုဟာဘယ်ငြိမ်းအေးမှုနဲ့မှမတူတော့အောင်အမှန်တမ်းမှငြိမ်းအေးပါလေ
So the calmness, the peacefulness that arises based on one's metta practice is really very strong, and it cannot be compared to another peacefulness or calmness. So this is real peace and happiness.
Now, the ayuni kanza lu niere niemu niure miazwa talomare.
And this calmness or peacefulness is better than calmness or happiness that one can experience based on sense impressions or sense pleasures. Living beings think that it makes, or the happiness arises when one can enjoy sense impressions. They think when they can hear nice, pleasurable sounds, that this makes them happy and peaceful. Or they think when they can smell nice things, taste delicious things, touch agreeable things, think nice things, that these pleasurable sense impressions make them happy and peaceful. So this is called the happiness based on the sense impressions. So when people who have cultivated metta meditation have come to the point where they can experience the happiness and peacefulness based on the metta practice, then they realize that the happiness or the peacefulness attained by the sense pleasures is nothing in compared to the peace and happiness based on the metta practice. So then they come to see that this is much better, more sublime. So if you meditators continue with the practice of metta meditation, then one day you will also attain that perfection of
metta.
And then you will be able to personally and directly experience the sublime happiness and peace based on metta, and then you come to realize that the happiness and peace experienced by sense impressions is by far not as good as this more sublime happiness and peace now, provided by metta.
Now, Jangama Jodare, metta ye ajo sarva go le yogi de go rai let tui khansa yasi lama phit par de.
And also, you will be able to experience the benefits from the metta practice. In the scriptures, 11 benefits that can be experienced from the metta practice are described. So may all of you, may each of you be able to experience the real and pure happiness and peace based on the metta meditation practice. May all of you be happy and peaceful in both body and mind. And next year, may we all meet here in the Cham Yen Myine Meditation Center in Pyulin.
Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu.
Hello, Yin Chiang Yavadi.
May all of you be happy and peaceful.
Okay.
Sadhu, 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 Bhatia. So, after Sayadaw's talk, and now that the Burmese meditators are leaving the meditation hall, we can settle into our meditation posture, and we'll do another guided metta meditation. So yesterday, Ayavira Jnani has explained how we can open up from cultivating metta for single persons to all beings via the step of cultivating metta for different groups of person, different groups of living being. And she has given a list of many different possibilities of how this can be done. For example, the 10 directions that Sayadaw has also just mentioned in his talk, or it can be by proximity or radiating out in concentric circles, and many more possibilities. So having mentioned these different ways of expanding our metta doesn't mean that now immediately we need to do it in all these different ways. You know, we pick one method or one way to do it and then do it again repeatedly until we get more skilled at it. And in the group interviews yesterday, and also from retreats before, has come the commentary that, you know, it's quite a big step from having cultivated metta for a single person and then to cultivate it for groups of people or beings that are so big that we cannot really imagine, like all human beings. It's just too much. I cannot imagine that. I mean, I cannot even imagine all the people living in my town in Winterthur, 110,000 people. So By cultivating metta for a single person, we have a tangible human being that we somehow know or have seen at least. So, you know, there it's more easy that we can establish a relationship or build up a connection. But when we have a big group, such as all living beings or all birds or all fishes, you know, there are so many, how can I establish a connection to them? So it becomes a bit or a lot abstract. And this is the challenge in this practice. You know that we can make this leap from single persons or living beings to big groups of persons and beings and still have this connection, you know, this connection of the heart, wishing that all these beings be happy and well, free from suffering, safe and protected. So, as Sayadaw has said, you know, to really reach at this perfection of metta, we need to engage again and again and again and again in this practice for weeks and months, and I would say for years, even decades. So in today's guided meditation, I want to offer another way of opening up to more people or living beings, but opening it up in a way that we still have more or less a personal relationship to these people. And this goes in this way. You know, we have cultivated metta for a benefactor, and you know, we have done it for a couple of days, 3 days, so maybe you had 2 benefactors or 3 benefactors that you have chosen. And so now we could open up to all our benefactors. You know, maybe you have a handful or a dozen or 20 or 50 people you consider to be your benefactors. So then we can open up and cultivate metta for all our benefactors. Then we can go on to cultivate metta for all our close friends or persons who are dear to us. And so, you know, there might be a group of 30, 50, 100 people that we call dear friends, close persons, but somehow we know them all. We have a relationship to them. And likewise, when we go on to the neutral person, you know, neither liked nor disliked, you know, there are a number of people, you know, whom we see often or each day, but we don't know very well. And even in the group of disliked persons, difficult persons, enemies, there might be more than just 2 or 3 people. And so we can cultivate metta for the whole group of these annoying people, irritating people, or disliked people. And from there, you know, we can further open up to all the people in our neighborhood or in our town and so on. So then, now we actually start with the cultivation of metta, and we start with ourselves for a couple of minutes, and then I will give the inputs of how we can proceed. So settling into your posture, finding a posture in which you feel comfortable, at ease, posture in which you can be relaxed. Relaxed in body and mind. And then connect to yourself. Maybe imagine the space of your heart, connecting with your deep-seated wish, be that to be happy and well, be that to be safe and protected, be that to be free from all sufferings. So gently start to cultivate thoughts of kindness and benevolence for yourselves. And now you can invite all your benefactors, all the people you respect, people you admire for their good, lovable qualities, and extend your loving and friendly metta thoughts towards them. May all my benefactors be well, happy, and peaceful. Or whatever wish you have. We go to the group of our close friends or very dear persons. So you can invite all your friends and all those who are dear to you and cultivate metta for them. May all my dear persons be well, happy, and peaceful. And now we change to the group of all the persons we neither love nor hate, the so-called neutral persons. So may all these people in this group we neither love nor hate, may they all be well, happy, and peaceful. And now we change to the group of these people who irritate us or annoy us, who get us upset and angry, or people we call our enemies, or disliked people. So may all the people in this group, my disliked persons, be well, happy, and peaceful. Now you can open up to a group of people at your workplace, for example, all the people you work with, or when you're no longer working, that you have worked before. So may all the people at the workplace be well, happy, and peaceful. We can switch to another group, and this may be all the people from the yoga class, or if you are in a hiking group, or if you sing in a choir. So may all these people of this particular group be well, happy, and peaceful. And now we leave all these groups behind and open up our metta to all people, to every human being, and opening it up to all living beings. So your wish is for all living beings. May all living beings be well, happy and peaceful. With this, we end our silent metta meditation. For your ongoing practice in the formal meditations, sitting, walking, so continue to cultivate metta for different groups of people, different groups of living beings. You know, you can choose this approach or that approach that Ayurveda Jnani and myself, Sayadaw, have mentioned. And if you feel inclined to stay longer with a particular group of beings, or just have two groups in one session, that's perfectly fine. So you don't need to go through kind of a whole sequence to arrive at all beings at the end of the session. You know, if you just stay with two, three groups, that's fine too. Or if you are doing the groups a bit shorter and then to all living beings, that's fine too. If, you know, it becomes too abstract, or if the practice is not going so well, or if the mind becomes agitated, you may always go back to just one specific person. You know, whoever that is, yourself, a benefactor, or for somebody for whom it's easy to cultivate the metta. To really connect to this quality of metta again, to calm down the mind, and then opening up again to groups of people, living beings. And in the day-to-day activities, of course, there it can be a more open practice, a free-flowing metta practice, or free style. Whoever you see or meet, or whoever pops up in your mind, direct your metta towards them. So with this, I hand over the microphone to Ayurveda Jnani, who will answer all your questions, hopefully many, and do the chants.
Thank you, Aria. So yes, who has a question today?
Hello, I have a question. Actually, I have several questions.
Yes, Olivia, please.
So, I think this is maybe a kind of a common question, but when you're wishing just a simple example, like a cat and a mouse to be safe and protected, or a fox and a chicken, it's if one is safe and protected, the other... So sometimes I trip on that, you know, like, also I have a question, another pronoun question. Mm-hmm. So when you open up to a big group, like all people or all beings, may all beings be safe and protected, may they be healthy and happy, or may we be healthy and happy? Because I'm part of all beings. So which pronoun is most appropriate? And I have another question, but it's too much for right now, maybe. Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'll take these first two. First, yes, of course, it is impossible in this world that everybody be simultaneously happy. And really what that emphasizes is the fact that we radiate metta anyway. We can still have that wish regardless of outcome. So for the cat and the mouse, the fox and the chicken, or whomever might have a conflicting source of happiness. Without barrier, without boundary, without any agenda that is specific, or any agenda whatsoever. Understanding with wisdom that when we are born into samsara, no matter what bodies we're born into, this comes packaged with suffering, dukkha. This is the way the world is. May we be happy anyway. It's actually quite tender when it comes with that wisdom and that awareness. And then the second one, yeah, this is an interesting question, and I would say, whichever, try both and see which of those pronouns for you has the least amount of potential identification. So the least amount of clinging in terms of, oh, okay, may I, and all of us, you know, the least amount of attachment to our own happiness, the least amount of ego. So in the chant that we do, there is, well, that may all beings, may they, blah, 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 blah. They is what is used there as the translation. Understanding, it's enough to understand that we are also that we are also included. Yeah. And that's really important to have that understanding. Yeah. Yeah. Just as with, well, may my benefactor, may you, that using of you comes with a bit of stickiness. So may using we, may that also come with a little bit of stickiness. So bring in that awareness. And if that stickiness is there, use something else. May all beings. And all beings is really the least potentially sticky. And that's the one I actually prefer. See for yourself. And your third question.
I just wondered if you could speak to the healing power of metta. I know we're not supposed to have any like agenda or want any results. But I also have heard over the years many stories and the wonderful healing power of metta, and it's not nothing. So, but I don't know how to talk about that or think about that. I just want to have some more clear understanding.
Rather than telling specific stories, what I will say is the Buddha offered this as a protection for a group of monks who were terrified. They were being haunted by spirits and totally beside themselves with terror. And it allowed them to be in that place and be protected from what was haunting them. So whatever haunts us, psychically, psychologically, is What? I think that story is such a beautiful metaphor. We're all haunted by something. So certainly in terms of psychological healing, the practice is a profound, profound protection and healing force. Yeah, there are lots of stories. But here's where, rather than telling the stories, I would urge you to see for yourself. Practice and see. Yeah. Thank you, Olivia. Very good question.
I would actually like to ask a question.
Yes, Leroy, please.
So what's the difference between a freestyle practice as in kind of not setting a formal session with a time limit and, you know, here's where I'm going to sit, and just actually spontaneously going about, you know, generating metta.
Thank you, Elroy. And Do'Aria, please feel free to jump in on this one if you have something to add. I would say nothing. It's the same. So freestyle metta is free form metta without the constraints of the structure of sitting and walking and categories. So how we do this very much depends on the situation we're in. And really there is no difference between the two of those. Yeah. The key to freeform metta is the spontaneity and the responsiveness. So we respond as is most, as we can best connect with the metta. So if we are in our home with our families, using all those beings, the beings whom we're directly with, as the foundation of our practice. If we're walking down the street and there are a lot of people around, using all those people. If we happen to see an airplane go overhead, oh, yeah, that. So there's a responsiveness to freeform metta that doesn't depend on categories. And the metta just flows and responds. Yeah. And we use that as an opportunity, all those beings as an opportunity to broaden the scope of the metta. Thank you. So let's go to the chanting now. Beginning with the English Metta Sutta. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove, wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great and the mighty, medium, short, or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none, through anger or ill will, wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outward and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from sense desire, is not born again into this world. So now let's go on to the verses on universal well-being. May I abide in well-being, last page. May I abide in well-being, in freedom from affliction, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may I maintain well-being in myself. May everyone abide in well-being, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may they maintain well-being in themselves. May all beings be released from all suffering, and may they not be parted from the good fortune they have attained. When they act upon intention, All beings are the owners of their action and inherit its results. Their future is born from such action, companion to such action, and its results will be their home. All actions with intention, be they skillful or harmful, of such acts, they will be the heirs. The closing today with the Burmese sharing of merit repeated three times, just the bottom of the page there, on page 8, I think it is. Amya, amya, amya. Sharing, sharing, sharing. May all beings partake of this merit. And really connecting with the merit you're creating here in this lovely group session. And sharing that with everybody. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo muchapa kolo. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo muchapa kolo. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Amya, amya, amya. Yudo muchapa kumlo. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May we and all beings be well. May we have mental happiness. May we have physical happiness. May we all attain Nibbana in the shortest possible time, as they say here. So, some of you will be seeing me in 5 minutes, some to Arya in 15. So,
thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.